beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Having It Made with Alexandria Jade. Today, I have a very special guest, the beautiful Akori.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. That was really sweet.
How are you doing, lovely?
I'm well. Like, I'm trying to figure life out, you know?
Absolutely. We all are. Listen.
It's like crazy that we're adults now, and I feel like adulting is, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
It's like we love it here,
yeah,
but the transition is just giving,
make like stop. Right, like all our life we were like, I'm gonna be an adult, and now we're like, okay, what the hell is this?
Yeah, like absolutely. And the crazy thing about it is that the transition just, it continues to like progress,
yeah, and shifts.
So it's like you're never necessarily getting comfortable. There's always gonna be a new transition whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like always, like it never fails. It's gonna keep going, absolutely. So I have definitely checked out your music, your EPs, single, and you are a vibe.
Thanks. I really could cry. Thank you.
You should cry, because like absolutely, it's the red for me. It's like giving Raven Lynette. This is Raven Lynette. She's in her red hair phase, guys. Don't play with her. Like,
I wish that they could see me, but you know, the peace signs are up.
Absolutely. So tell me, how exactly did you get started? Like, just finding your sound, your vibe. It's very soothing, and I want to know like just the creative process behind.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really interesting that you say find your sound. I feel like personally I still haven't found my sound.
Really?
Like, I feel like I want to explore like experimental sounds. I love like a lot of texture, a lot of harmonies, and I feel like I haven't really completely been able to display that in the music that I have out. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like even as a kid, since 2 years old, like the first thing that I did was sing, legit. Like my mom was like trying to make me talk, and she was like, and then I wouldn't talk. So then she was like, okay, she started to sing to me and I sang back. And that's when she was like, you know what? That's interesting. And I mean, ever since like a kid, I've just been interested in music. I've always loved music. It's literally my lifeline. Like I've never wanted to do anything else. It's the only constant in my life.
So 2 years old, like mom figuring out, okay, this is a universal language for her.
Do you know the song, Lulu, Skip to My Lulu?
Lulu, Skip to My Lulu. I do.
She sang that to me. I sang it back. So ever since then, people don't know that, but like that's, my mom calls me Lula, Luli, Lulu. Like she calls me that still, because that's the song that I sang to her when I was a baby.
Take my time from airing through the night, riding with the sun into the pretty lights. Better here, on and on like this. Blow
This is how we can. Absolutely. So 2 years old, you realize like I like music. Like this is how I'm going to effectively communicate with others. When did you begin to like really like push into that like stardom, like, you know, like, oh my gosh, I want people to hear me sing?
I think when I was in high school, when I was like 15, 16, I put like a few songs out. They weren't necessarily good. They're still out, they're on SoundCloud, but like, they're not necessarily the greatest in my opinion. But like, I was like, yeah, this is literally what I live for. Like, this is what I want to do. Like I was in the studio like for 5 hours straight, just working on one song and making sure it's perfect. And even though it's not perfect to me now, like then, like I'm just a perfectionist and I need it to sound a certain way, you know. What kind of incense are you burning, by the way?
Oh, you can see it. I saw it. Yeah, it's like, I got this incense in California. It's like Focus. It's like really good. Like, I feel like it's keeping me intact with just this interview, like this vibe, mm-hmm. like this moment. But yeah, it's called Focus. It's really so good. I was like, and not only that, guys, you should be so honored. This is the first time I've lit this incense since I've been back. So
wow.
Right. I'm like, let me use it. Let's kick off, you know, get back. Let's kick off the interview, you know, with this California incense. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So in the studio at 15, mm-hmm. what was your writing like at 15? What did you want to share with the world at the age of 15?
Okay. So around that time, I was really working with my aunt and uncle, and they were trying to help me like come up with a sound that they thought would be good for me. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like not little kid, but like puppy love type of song.
Yeah, because I mean, at the time, exactly, because at the time we could say we know what love is.
Like, what do you know? Like, though, like what is this? Come on now. But it's cute. So it was geared towards like puppy love song or like swag. Like it wasn't really me, but it was just like I just decided like to go through with putting stuff out that I felt like was cool at the time. Mm-hmm. I didn't start to really come into my own and push like my own music until I put AM Therapy out. Yes. I was like, you know what, that's why I named it AM Therapy, because it's just okay. Like, this is literally my awakening to my creative process. Like,
yeah.
I want to be able to put out what I feel is appropriate to represent me at this time. You know?
So 2019, AM Therapy.
Yeah.
Wow. And how old were you?
Dang. I think I just turned 21.
Yeah.
So I was 20. Oh man. Yeah, I was 20. Mm-hmm. No, I was 21 because I was drinking. I drank that day. I was like, it's time for me to drink. Celebrating.
I love it. No, like literally AM Therapy is, there's something so therapeutic about it. And although you feel as if like you're still searching for your sound, it's like you can tell on the track, like you're allowing yourself to just kind of naturally flow with the music. And it feels like sunlight, like literally.
Oh, wow.
It feels like something that you can definitely play and still listen to, if that makes sense. Like,
yes.
I can feel myself wanting to just play it on a Sunday morning and like just have it playing in the background. but seriously, it's very soothing. So how long did it take you to write this EP?
So I started working on it in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a relationship at the time and I was just trying to figure out like, what do to say the least, the relationship was like kind of hindering me from my creative process. Mm-hmm. So like the whole time I was like writing stuff, and by 2018 we had broken up, and that's actually where I got the song Paradise from on the EP. Mm-hmm. Was like, I didn't want to let go, but at the same time, like, I needed to, and I still feel comfortable with you, but mm-hmm. like, you'll always be that little place, but like, I gotta go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it took from 2017 till I think 2019, like I actually recorded Back to Self and Hardheaded in the same studio session.
I like Back to Self.
Thank you.
I really do.
I think I did those in August of 2019, and then the EP was out in October. So like, it was like from 2017 all the way to August 2019 was when that creative process for the EP was.
Okay. Didn't I say before, don't come at me like that, come at me like that. Way back when I said, don't come at me like that, come at me like that. It was like back in December. Tell me, why don't you remember? Did you need some type of clarity? I could see that is what it would be. But then you went away. You asked if I could stay. You were finally sober. Got back in the bed to get sanity. I could say that is what it would be. Then you went away. You asked if I could stay. And asked me if I wanna ride.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about Siesta.
Mm-hmm.
What was the transition like from AM Therapy to Siesta? What makes it so different?
So Siesta was like, it was kind of like still going with the whole like sleeping idea, because a siesta is like literally a nap.
The album cover is...
Thank you.
By the way, she takes bomb photos, guys. Can't nobody rock a dark lip like her. Okay. The play.
Shout out to Michael Betzner Photography. He is doing it. He is doing it.
So that's a Michael, guys.
So Siesta, like, it was going along like the idea of like, you know, taking a nap or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt like I had put Far Far Away out as a single, and I had no idea like where it was gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
But I just put it out, and I was like, all right, like I guess that's it. And I kind of like actually was gonna just stop doing music at some point. Like, I just was like, like, it's whatever, like, I'll just put this out, that'll be it. So then one day I was like, you know what, I don't know what this is, but some of these other songs that I have just laying around needs a home. So I came across this beat. The first song that I wrote for it was actually Ecstasy and You.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the second song on it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I don't know what this is, but I like it. And then other songs started to trickle in, like Is It Hot in Here, the first song on there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, like, I feel like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like these just should go together. So it wasn't like a conscious, like, I'm gonna put this EP together. It was just like, all right, I feel like they just all should go together, so I'm gonna just do it, it's whatever.
And that's the best way to do it, just like knowing, like, hey, only you know your artistry more than anybody and the story that you're trying to tell through your music. So the mm-hmm. fact that you, like, yeah, these songs, I'm not gonna lie, I really, like, cool me down, like, that's my song. I remember, I don't know who was it that shared your music. I think it was one of my former colleagues, Madison. She's a podcast host. Shout out to Madison. Absolutely.
Oh God.
I think she shared it and I was like, yo, she's kind of a wave. Like,
thank you. Oh, that's so
cool. And literally I went and followed you because I was like, let me keep her.
Came from Madison. Oh wow.
Shout out to Madison Murray. Like, for real. Shout out to her. I was like, yeah.
She's amazing, by the way. I don't
know. She is.
But, like, when we do, like, I really love her energy. Like, when we DM sometimes, we've never talked anything. But yeah. She has a light to her.
No, like, literally, and her podcast is dope. Like, she's really out here doing her thing, like, for real.
Both y'all.
Oh, not both of them. But yeah, shout out to Madison, because without In The Mix, I would not have been able to find you. What can we expect from you in the future? What are you currently working on? You do a lot of live shows and you're in Raleigh, correct?
Yes, I'm in the Raleigh area.
You do a lot of live shows, we see. So yeah, what's next as far as just like new music, new EP, album?
Okay, I will say I am currently working on a new album and I just recently recorded two songs from it. Two singles will be out very soon, actually. So this, by the end of this year, two singles will be out. Right now I'm just kind of focusing on like putting demos out. Cause like, I feel like the raw, like nitty gritty hearing what like the process of things are is so exciting. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I was that grammatically correct? I'm sorry. I'm working on being bilingual, and I don't know if I was English correct.
It's fine. I'm following. I'm here.
Okay. Oh, man, what was I saying? Okay, so yeah, so it's, I've been working on demos and stuff like that. I have another page that does like behind the scenes type of stuff. It's called the Potato Diaries. Yeah. I'm known for being a potato, so like I love that's my username. It's kind of like, it was a Finsta, but now I'm working on just putting out like small visuals with demo versions of things that I'm probably never gonna release, and it's just solely the raw unfiltered shit.
I can honestly say I have enjoyed just talking to you, and I'm so excited to just share the music, get more people to listen to the music. Mm-hmm. And I hope that people really take the time to come out and watch you perform, because like I know you probably sound great live.
Oh, thank you.
Like, hopefully we get a live EP from you.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
That's no, that'll be really cool. You have a really sweet voice.
Thank you so much. I really, really, I've never done a podcast before. This was so cool. Ah! You broke my cherry.
I popped your cherry.
And I really enjoyed speaking with you. You are such a sweet person, and your smile brightened up my day. Thank you.
Literally, like.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. So where can we check out your stuff for Corey? Where are you currently streaming?
I'm on all platforms. Mm-hmm. Just look up a Corey, AKORI. And I don't know what picture will pop up, but you might see my face somewhere. And
yeah, we're gonna see your face. What's the Instagram so the lovelies can view?
Okay, my Instagram is Corey. That's U. I'm a little dyslexic. UHHHKORI.
Absolutely.
The Potato Diaries. THA Potato Diaries.
THA. Oh, so it's THA Potato Diaries. But I'm gonna definitely check that out. We like the raw stuff.
You know, like I got that from the Fairly Odd Parents. They said the rules.
You haven't seen? Is so cute. No, but I believe you.
I'm all over the place. My mind is ADHD ridden.
It's okay. I can keep up. Literally, I'm not too far from the spectrum. Anywho, yes. Well, that concludes of today's episode of Having Made. Again, I would like to so thank my special guest, Corey. You guys, please check out AM Therapy as well as Siesta. And I will catch you guys next episode.
With love. Thank you.
With love.